A longer probationary period may be in the cards for some new federal employees and those promoted to the senior executive service. The House passed a bill called the Ensuring a Qualified Civil Service Act. It would extend the probationary period from 1 year to two. The bill passed with a close vote, and there's been a mix of criticism and praise for that bill. Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco joins me to break down the debate. And Nicole, first of all, tell us precisely what the bill would do and who it would affect.
It would affect new employees and new appointees, not appointees, but new members of the senior executive service. So if you're currently already working, you're currently a specialist at the Social Security Administration, this wouldn't affect you. It would impact new hires, essentially.
And what about people that go, say, from one SES position to another, maybe in a different agency?
That's a good question. I'm not sure they have the specifics of that entirely nailed down. I'd have to go back and look at the legislation text. But it applies to people who were already in a position, in a track, that sort of thing. I believe once you're in the senior executive service, you continue your career. You wouldn't necessarily have to start over, even if you move at a different agency. That would be my guess.
Got it. And anyway, you're reporting this bill has been passed in the House mostly along party lines, and there's been some praise and criticism. What's going on?
Yeah, so the big concern, I would say, from Democrats is the impact that this would have possibly on appeals rights. And then also there's a little bit of discussion about whether or not this should exist at all, which is kind of an interesting debate. Congressman Jerry Connolly, he's the ranking member of the Government Operations House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee. And he's talked a little bit about a Government Accountability Office study of this issue. And like most GAO reports, the report is a mixed bag about what should be done to improve employee performance. And on one hand, you could argue that giving employees more time to get their proper training, especially if it's in specialized circumstances. I mean, people at the Social Security Administration and IRS often go through years of training. And so you can see the argument where they would have, you know, more time to, you know, learn the rules, the regulations, all that stuff would be helpful.
Yeah, I think you said that in some cases they have the equivalent of 2 years of training.
Exactly.
In serial modules. Mm-hmm. And so they wouldn't even be through the training for 2 years.
Exactly. On the other hand, there's a sense that supervisors could also do more to make sure that their employees are the best that they can be. And so this is Jerry Connolly. He breaks down some of the arguments of this GAO study.
The focus ought to be, the GAO says, on improving the supervision of the probationary period we have in place. In conducting its study, GAO found supervisors do not always have the skills necessary to do that and help address employee performance issues during the probationary period. GAO also found that supervisors sometimes do not even use the probationary period to make performance-related decisions about an employee's ability to do their job and may not always know when the probationary period even ends.
So that's Congressman Jerry Connolly. He argued for quite a long time the other day on the House floor against the bill. He introduced an amendment that it would essentially would have stripped the whole bill and told GAO to look at some of the agencies that have already implemented a 2-year probationary period, mostly at the Defense Department.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco. So Connolly is saying stick with the 1 year and get good at evaluating people within 12 months.
Exactly. And he's saying that supervisors should just do a better job of knowing when, you know, the employee has the right skills, et cetera, to, you know, do the job correctly. Another interesting argument that we heard from Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence, who I did not know is a former federal employee.
Formerly in the executive branch. I guess she still is in some sense a federal employee.
True. But she used to work for the Postal Service. I didn't know that. And she breaks down, you know, her argument against this bill.
I served in many capacities, from a letter carrier to a manager, and I know the dedication of those who serve in our civil service jobs. This bill is an insult to federal employees and completely unnecessary. Mr. Speaker, I say this is a bill in search of a problem. What are we fixing? This is not good government legislation. It just makes it easier to fire federal employees without due process. By arbitrarily extending probationary periods, this bill takes away civil servants' employment rights and due process protections for at least 2 years.
So that's Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence. She's talking a little bit about her criticism of the bill, particularly its impact on appeals rights.
Yeah, this really gets to the crux of the whole issue with federal employment, because in the private sector, in general, everyone who's working is an employee at will, and they can fire you anytime with or without cause. Now, people appeal and fight, but that's basically how the employment contract or lack of contract works in the private sector. The difference is federal employees have statutory and constitutional rights to their jobs. So the question is, when does that kick in and arbitrary ability to get rid of them end, I guess, really is what they're talking about.
Exactly. That is essentially this argument. And there's a little bit of nuance here, which I'll attempt to explain. So probationary employees don't have quite the same rights to appeal a disciplinary action that, say, employees who have finished their probationary period, they're under Title V, the rights that they have.
That's currently in the one-year probationary period.
Correct. So the Merit Systems Protection Board only has jurisdiction over federal employees who've completed their probationary periods, whether it's 1 year or 2 years. Probationary employees can appeal to MSPB, but only in certain circumstances. So if they believe that they've been fired for partisan or political reasons, or this is interesting, even if they believe that there may be some influence over their marital status, or if they know someone, kind of that nepotism argument. But they can't appeal disciplinary actions related to poor performance or misconduct. Title V employees who have completed their probationary period can appeal for those reasons.
Of course, we've seen some high-level people in the senior executive service fired and then reinstated by the MSPB when, by most observations, you would say, yeah, they should go. But that's not the way it works always.
No, that's not quite the way it works. And the congressman who introduced this bill, James Comer, he argues that probationary employees do still have access to the EEOC. They can still appeal to MSPB in some circumstances and also the Office of Special Counsel. But there are some nuances there, and you could say that there's merits on both sides.
So if you're going to blow the whistle, maybe wait till you've been there a year.
Potentially.
All right. And what comes next? And also, is there a Senate counterpart?
There's not quite a Senate counterpart yet. And talking to members of the Government Managers Coalition, which is strongly in favor of this bill and has advocated for it, members like the Senior Executives Association, they're for this bill. I've heard from them that Senator James Lankford is interested in this idea and may introduce a Senate counterpart. It's not out yet.
And safe to say the unions hate it.
They hate it, yes. The American Federation of Government Employees came out strongly against it. I saw the same, basically the same statement from NEFI today.
All right. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her story at federalnewsradio.com.